Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Stockings and Spells by Nancy Warren, narrated by Sarah Zimmerman. Chapter 1. The December day dawned bright, or as bright as a day can dawn in Oxford, England, in December, which is to say, not very. Winters in our part of Oxfordshire were cloudy and cold, which was no doubt why so many vampires chose to live here. Between the network of tunnels that ran underneath the city and the number of cloudy days, they rarely had to worry about the sun. Winter was when my vampire knitting club was happiest. I was dressed nearly head to toe in garments hand-knitted by my undead friends. On my head was a stylish red cloche hat that kept my ears warm. Circling my neck was a red and blue scarf featuring a complicated geometric pattern, and on my hands were matching mittens. I'd bought my navy blue coat, but beneath it I wore a gorgeous knitted dress. Even my black stockings were done by hand, though I think that was mainly Sylvia showing off. My high-heeled boots tapped over the cobblestones in front of Cardinal College on Harrington Street. There weren't many students hanging around on the frozen, crisp grass. They were all inside, presumably at lectures or studying somewhere warm. I dodged a few ambling shoppers as I hurried to Cardinal Wolsey's, the knitting and yarn shop that I inherited when my grandmother died. Or sort of died. She was now an enthusiastic member of the Vampire Knitting Club. I'd left my new assistant in charge of the shop while I went across the street to Frog's Books, where I'd put in an order. After puzzling over Christmas gifts for vampires who owned everything they could possibly want...